Hank, it's already 8:40. This is bad news.
Oh, gosh. How did that happen?
It's the summer.
Let's do a real fast one.
You should talk about how cold it is.
It's not cold.
It got cold again.
I guess.
I just went outside and stood.
Oh, is it chilly?
There. It's chilly.
We were so excited about how nice it was outside that Catherine bought 3 different lawn ornament pinwheels.
Yeah. They're for Oren.
It's true. We were on a walk and Oren was playing with a friend of ours, little, it was like a little bee with flappy wings.
Yeah.
And so Catherine was like, well, let's go to Ace and get 3 of those.
I'm not going to turn my backyard into a trash heap.
Well, actually, it looks very festive back there now.
See?
I think it looks good. And I spent all day washing off rocks. I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
And I'm his wife, Catherine, and I'm sleepy.
Together, we're about to take a look at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to Delete This. Catherine, I got myself into some trouble this week on Twitter. We're just going to jump straight in, not talk about last week at all, because it's already very late, and
what
I have to get on a plane tomorrow. Very early in the week, I think maybe my first tweet of the week, we were at a McDonald's.
We were at a McDonald's. Yeah, we were. We do occasionally, not so occasionally, go to the McDonald's.
Yeah, it's not that occasional.
Deal with it.
I'm not ashamed. And I got myself a drink, and then I secreted myself away to the bathroom where I tweeted this. It's a true story. I tweeted this from the bathroom because I didn't want you to see me looking at my phone while we were having lunch together.
Right. Because that never happens when we're having lunch together or any other time when we're together that you're looking at your phone.
I've been trying to do it less. And I said, half Coca-Cola, half unsweetened iced tea is one of my top 5 drinks. This might be hyperbole. Maybe if we say a non-alcoholic, it's more likely to be true.
Okay. I mean, you don't even drink that much. Alcohol?
No, but like I like a lot of alcoholic drinks.
Oh.
Like a White Russian, which I never have. But in terms of like how it tastes, I'm all up on that.
Ugh.
Eggnog.
Ew, God. Just keep listing all the grossest ones.
Just straight Bailey's on ice. It's what I like. It's what I like. I can't.
Alcoholic milk.
I like the milk one.
It's the grossest.
I do.
I can't handle
it. I do.
That.
In college, I just put Kahlua in skim milk and drink that.
Oh. Oh, and then there was the Frosties and vodka.
Oh, yeah. I used to put vodka and Frosties. That's also
eat a
very
Frosty
similar.
Right now.
You just had so much food. You were just complaining about how much you ate. And you're like, but Frosty, there's always room for Frosties.
That's not food.
I do love Frosty with vodka. We also, I think, feel like we went to Italy or somewhere, the two of us, and we came back to America with some kind of like ice cream liquor. Am I making that up?
I don't remember that.
We went to a place, though. Which was it? Which was the place we went to when we were in college?
We've
that
been
was
to
Europe.
A lot of places.
When we were in college.
Austria?
Austria. That's what it was. And there was some kind of chocolate booze that we brought back.
No, doubtful, because I don't think we were of age.
Oh, God, you're right. Oh, never mind. There's something, though.
This is a great... This is a really good tangent you've taken us down.
Real tight. Anyway... So in terms of non-alcoholic drinks, I really like Coca-Cola and half unsweetened iced tea. And Catherine, you told me about your complaint about this drink. What is it?
It's like flat. It makes the Coke seem flat. And I don't like, you know that it was once carbinated. You can tell.
Or it
like
still has some. Yeah, it's a little bit carbonated.
Yeah, but
so
it's
here's
not,
what I want to do.
I do not like the flat bubbles. I like them.
She really. Yeah.
I like them. My mouth to get incinerated on the inside with carbonation.
Yeah. Like she does like 5 pumps on the Soda Stream.
I like it so bubbly.
So
I like to get the inside
do.
Of my mouth punched up a whole bit. Punch.
I want to take iced tea and put it in the soda stream and then mix those two things. I want carbonated iced tea and mix that with Coke to see if you like that and also maybe if I like it more.
You can't carbonate anything but water in the soda stream.
They say that on the label, but you can. I carbonated Yoo-Hoo once.
Yeah, it didn't work out so good.
It wasn't good, but it worked.
You know, I don't want you to break our soda stream. We just got that one.
That's true. But I think the main thing is that you shouldn't have anything with sugar in it, because then it gets up in the thing, and then it could get moldy up there. But I think iced tea, because it doesn't have sugar in it, it's just like slightly acidic water, basically. People were upset with me about this particular opinion. Ashley Ford said, "Hank, what are you talking about?" Taha said, "With respect, what the heck?" H.M. Stiller said, "An Arnold facepalmer?"
That's exactly what it's called.
It's really good.
Obviously, that is what it's called.
That's a great, but, and this will continue to come back throughout this episode of Delete This. B. Kelly said, "Sometimes I think you're deliberately doing this just so Catherine can roast you on Delete This."
Are you doing that?
I don't think so. I maybe think sometimes that I like, oh, like I will think to myself, how will this play on the pod?
Would that be a good tweet?
It will inform my tweets, but it does not cause my tweets. And this is, you know, this is a thing that I do.
Yeah.
I also enjoy seltzer water mixed with Sprite. In general, I find that sodas that come straight out of the soda fountain are far too sweet, and so I like to cut them. But cutting Coke with seltzer water is despicable and terrible and the worst. But cutting it with unsweetened
really
iced tea
work.
Is good. Yeah, for some reason, it works with Sprite. It doesn't work with anything else. I don't know what that's about. And I hate diet drinks. So later, the next day, I said what I have learned from this tweet. People have strong beverage opinions. And two, my weird drink is way less weird than some other people's weird drinks.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird drinks in the world.
I mean, whoa.
I don't even want to.
Do you want to hear about this one where it's a shot of espresso and a cherry Coke? Because that actually seems like it might be kind of good. I'm definitely going to get a shot of espresso in my cherry Coke next time. If I can make
How?
That happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good point.
That's what I'm curious
Beverly,
about. Like,
where are you that there is both espresso and cherry Cokes?
Yeah, like what beverage house are you at?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm making you a fancy espresso, and also would you like a cherry Coke?
It's like a dirty chai, but with cherry Coke.
Ugh.
That sounds good. There was a bunch of people who talked about the fact that in the South, sometimes people put salted peanuts inside of their Coke.
Right.
And they drink it like it's a southern boba tea.
A little salty sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I'm into that idea. Sure. I haven't tried it. People got some weird... But also, apparently, lots of other people drink like tea with Coke in it. I'm not the only one.
Weird.
This wasn't a thing that I made up first.
Well, you got a fountain thing.
Yeah.
You got those things there. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of humans in the world. Pepsi is right out.
Anything with
why
Pepsi.
Why is Pepsi even on the list?
Yeah, somebody said, I'm going to try this with Pepsi. And I was like, why?
That's not going to work.
Why would you do that?
It's not spicy. Doesn't have any of the good things about Coke that Pepsi has, that Coke has.
Such strong Coca-Cola brand and taste affinity. Like, it's a shameful thing. I feel so bad about how much I care about it.
If we're at a restaurant and I ask for a Coke and they say... Is Pepsi okay? I say no.
Yeah. And you feel... And like,
those are
like,
not substitutes.
I kind of feel like a jerk doing it. I find almost every soda interchangeable except for Coke.
Now we're talking about soda a bunch.
April 23rd. This is one of those Netflix and refried beans from a can mixed with Crystal hot sauce on tortilla chips nights, isn't it?
Wow. What the heck kind of night was that?
I don't know. We it was one of those fend for yourselves dinner nights. I think that you just had popcorn, and I was sitting down here, and I was like, I'm hungry. And so I opened a can of refried beans and mixed it with Crystal hot sauce.
Wow.
I did, and you know.
It was a long day. I didn't have a HelloFresh in the fridge.
Yeah, it was a long day. There was no HelloFresh. I think it was Monday, and I wanted to eat something and not have to work. And you know, I think that's probably not bad for you, right?
Nah, I mean, once in a while, it's fine. And just, it's not like you just binged that. You just ate that until you were full, and then you...
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't eat the whole can of refried beans.
No. I probably had half of it, though. I like
that's
the
that's a lot of beans.
I like the idea of my version of opening a pint of ice cream and eating the whole thing is just like sitting there with a can of refried beans and a tortilla chip.
Yes.
The problem is that you can't do it straight out of the can because the tortilla chips break. So you have to get it out, mix it in a bowl with some hot sauce, and that makes it more spreadable.
It's a problem.
Tips.
That Hank has solved for you. Internet.
April 24th, I got a bunch of people to send me drawings of me for my Twitter icon, and I told them that it would be disqualified if it took more than 2 minutes. And as I was getting ready for this episode to delete this, I looked at this tweet again, and there were a bunch that obviously took a very long time, and they're quite nice.
Certainly more than 2 minutes.
Yeah, certainly more than 2 minutes. This one that Byron did is very good, and
that
I think
is very good.
The only thing that Catherine tweeted about this week.
Yeah, we can just skip that part at the end of the
pod. It's done. We just did it.
Yep, that's all I tweeted about.
Catherine said that she liked that or something.
Yeah, but it's real good.
Yeah, and so I got a lot of nice pictures of my face, and I switched my profile, but only temporarily because I also got my author headshots done this week. So I've switched it to one of those pictures, but probably also temporarily. I didn't change my Twitter thing for like 5 years.
Yeah, it'd been a while.
And now I've changed it 4 times in the last couple of weeks. And I imagine I will settle on one eventually.
I haven't changed mine for about a year.
I can tell because of how old my baby is in the picture.
Tiny baby head.
He said literally he's sleeping on you, which he doesn't do anymore.
No. I know.
My heart.
It was both terrible and wonderful.
April 24th. Can you tweet nothing? And then I tweeted nothing.
Oh my God.
And I said, I did it! There's more to this story.
Okay. Of course there is.
You're supposed to be exasperated with social media, not with your husband. So I saw somebody tweet nothing and I was like, that doesn't seem possible. And then I checked and you can't just tweet a space. It turned out that Michael Stevens had done it and then somebody had just copied and pasted what he tweeted and then tweeted that. And then I copied and pasted what they tweeted, and that is how I tweeted nothing. But then I had to figure out how it was actually done, and here's how it's done, Catherine.
Yeah, because you can't just tweet a space.
Can't, yeah, no matter how many spaces. Now, there's a bunch of different spaces in ASCII, but none of those spaces Twitter will let you tweet. But there's something called a frick. I forgot what it's called. A soft hyphen. There it is.
Oh, my God.
I just had to think for a while. It's called a soft hyphen, and a soft hyphen is basically, it's like a hyphen that isn't visible. It tells the computer, he's still looking at me like that. This is interesting. It tells a thing that is displaying a document where is a good place to hyphenate if it needs to do a break in the line. So it's like, it's okay to hyphenate here. And so you can put in a soft hyphen, but it's invisible. You can't see them.
You know, it's definitely interesting when someone is explaining something to you and they have to scream, this is interesting.
This is interesting. So if you tweet a space and then a soft hyphen, it will allow you to tweet that tweet.
Great. Glad you figured that out. You're welcome, everyone. Go for it. How do I make a soft hyphen? You never told me that.
So there are ways to like to use the ASCII number codes. Like you hold like control shift something and then do a number code. But I just copied it off the Wikipedia page.
You just hacked it.
I went to the Wikipedia page for soft hyphens and it was like, a soft hyphen is in between these two characters. And then I copied and I deleted the two characters.
Okay.
You ask.
Wikipedia's got all the answers for you guys. Get it taken care of. Everyone that listens to this podcast.
Yeah, you guys go do it. Go tweet nothing.
No, tweet nothing.
And then we can have National Tweet Nothing Day where everybody tweets nothing.
Oh my God, it was so beautiful.
But just, we still just, tweet. We yeah, just no, there's just nothing just, in the tweets.
Like you'd just be scrolling through your feed and it'd just be silent.
Just names of names and names of people who you know.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
You know, I want to make this happen, but I'm not powerful enough, Catherine,
amazing.
And I don't think anybody in the world is. Mm. We talk about it on this week's Dear Hank and John. April 26th. I just went to see a local community theater production of The Little Mermaid, and it was amazing, and I loved it, and also it meant that I didn't have to think about the degradation of democracy and decency for 2 full waking hours. Strongly recommend.
Yeah. Of all the things that theater will do.
Yeah.
That one's at the top of the list for the
transport
for a while.
To another world.
Yeah.
I wanted to be part of that world, Catherine.
Oh.
I just want
to... You wanted to walk around on those...
What do they call them?
Feet.
You know, I bet they understand that they don't reprimand their daughters.
Okay, lady.
You got reprimanded.
Yeah, well, also, like, you think it's better on the Earth? It's not. It's really not.
I don't want to spoil anything, but so first of all, this tweet did way better than I thought it was going to be. It resonated with a lot of people, and also there's a lot of supporters of community theater in the world, and I, like, absolutely, I think it's an opportunity that a lot of people miss to go and see theater in the place where they live, even if that place isn't, like, New York or LA or whatever, where there's...
Yeah, totally.
So, like, and even maybe especially because it's cheaper and easier to get tickets.
Yeah, you might know somebody.
So, Catherine, I don't want to, like, spoil anything with regards to the Little Mermaid play, but...
How? Okay.
There's a part of the play, and possibly of the movie, it's been a while since I watched it, when Ariel has legs... And and she has been arguing with her father about whether or not the humans are reprehensible evil things, and part of that argument is, like, they eat the sea life.
Yeah, yeah.
They eat us. They eat our friends.
Yeah.
And then she goes to a banquet.
Well, yeah, she's having dinner with Prince Eric.
It becomes true. It becomes clear that, indeed, she is being served many of her friends.
Yeah, everything on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Is friends.
They're really into it. And then he tries to serve her frickin' Sebastian.
Yeah.
He's like, look at that gigantic, delectable frog man.
Well, he tries to kill Sebastian in front of her.
Yeah.
Crab.
It's not just the Le Poisson chef guy.
No,
Eric,
I know.
Also is eating... All of these friend animals.
Yes.
And then she's just like, yeah, but I can see past it. I feel like if somebody ate my friends, like my talking,
yeah, but
living
that dick,
sentient
though.
Friends. I don't know. Are you ashamed of yourself?
Maybe.
You look ashamed of yourself.
I'm a little ashamed.
It was really hard for me to go through that entire thing without whispering seven vaginas in your ear one time. I kept being like, no, it's not the right time.
It was not a right time during that show. There wasn't a right time.
What am I talking about, Catherine? Can you explain it to the people?
It's a Neil Cicerega video.
I feel like a
if
solid...
If you've never seen Ariel Needs Legs... Go on YouTube and watch Ariel Needs Legs.
Yeah.
And you're welcome.
And then watch it again.
Yeah, and then watch it like 5 or 10 more times and then share it with everyone you know.
Right. Well,
because
and then watch it another time.
And then watch it another
one. 3 months for the rest of your life.
Pretty much. Yeah. This one's not going away. Once you have Ariel Needs Legs, you have Ariel Needs Legs forever. Fwee!
Fwee!
Foot!
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 But Grimsby. So, Catherine, they caught the Golden State Killer this week?
So I know that they've arrested someone.
Yep.
And I haven't looked into it. You know, I haven't read more than, like, one of the first articles that came out about it. But, like, mm-hmm. are they, like, positive? Absolutely positive that it's him?
I mean, you could ever, like...
No.
Legally,
no,
he has to go to trial now.
I know, but, like...
But, yeah,
did he confess? Like...
I don't know. I don't know about that.
All right.
But, like, the picture of him when he was a young man looks exactly like this.
There's
a bunch of corroborating things, but mostly it's that his DNA was found at multiple crime scenes.
Okay.
So the thing that just knocked me the frick over is how they found him, though.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
Yeah.
So here's what I tweeted. Whoa, whoa, whoa. They found the Golden State Killer by comparing crime scene DNA to DNA submitted to a genealogy site, finding a partial match, searching for relatives of the person who fit the profile, and that worked? So here's what happened. So you, I, if I get my like 23andMe information, I can submit that to a public database if I want to.
Yeah.
So somebody did that. Uh-huh. The Golden State Killer, this man who killed a lot of people and assaulted a lot more, mm-hmm. had a very rare something or other in his DNA.
Oh.
And somebody else who had that rare something or other submitted their information to a public genealogy database. The cops found it. They contacted them and they were like, we want to know everyone you're related to who's around this age.
Wow.
And
because...
ish. Like, this is like, yeah, not yeah. all of this is
yeah.
like, yeah, but basically.
Wow.
And then they found somebody who was from the right area, looked similar to the police sketches.
Yeah.
Was a police officer at the time for part of the killings.
Yeah.
And
age was right.
Right age. Yeah. So they followed that guy until they got an opportunity to take something that he left his DNA on.
Whoa.
Which you don't need a warrant for because you just
it's
leave
trash.
It there.
Yeah.
So they just grabbed some trash. They tested it. 100% match.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's amazing.
I've never heard of anything like that in terms of police work.
That's some real life bones.
Yeah.
Heck, yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know, man. That's nuts. That's very interesting. And, yeah, so congrats to everybody who worked really hard to make that happen.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Do you like my new haircut, by the way? You're playing with my hair like you
it's
like
nice.
It.
I like it. Soft.
Mm, good. Yeah, it's real short.
Yeah, you got to... I can feel your skull.
I can feel it. There's a skeleton inside of you. You know that area that makes me feel that way is right in the side of my eye. Whenever I touch it, I'm like, oh God, there's a skull in my head.
Right? There's like a hole.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, there it is. Oh God. Ooh. There's like, the entrance.
And then I'm like pushing on my cheekbones and I'm like, oh no, feel
no.
the skull.
Oh boy, there's the hole. Yeah. It's one of the places where, it's, yeah. Because, like, your teeth, you're like, yeah, that's open all the time.
That's normal.
That's normal.
It's normal to have weird bone chips hanging out inside of my wet meat place.
Totally normal. And then I got this thing in the middle of them just... just flapping around.
Yeah. I want to put that in somebody else's wet meat place.
All of them.
Oh, yes.
What other places can I put that?
What other wet meat places? Oh, no. Control Z.
Derailed. What is this podcast about? What?
I don't know where that came from. You were playing with my hair.
Yeah, whoa.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. Sorry, guys. We're sleepy tonight.
All right, April 27th. It's going to be a short one.
It's already
after
9.
Bed. Yeah, April 27th. Sean Frazier says, this morning I tried your unsweetened tea Coke combo. While it isn't my favorite, I can see its appeal, and it's far from gross. And I said, far from gross, see?
Far so. From gross.
One step
guy.
At a time.
One guy. Convincing them one at a time.
Try it out, everybody. Let me know what you think. April 27th also, I say, everyone is so young. This inspired a number of different responses. This is actually something you said to me, I think.
Oh, really?
I don't know what we were doing, but you said that or something like it to me.
Oh, well, we were like walking... We were walking on the riverfront trail.
Yeah.
Like, everyone we passed was like...
One, we live in a college town.
Yes.
So, but it's also that, like, oh, it's just been such a miserable winter here, and we had this beautiful day, and so it was just like, where did all these people come from?
Yeah, they all ooze out, and, like, mm-hmm. suddenly there's 900,000 people out.
And it's always very strange, because not only are
parks.
You seeing... Like, I've been seeing people, but you don't see as much of them.
Right.
Because they're covered.
They're all
like
wearing coats.
Just their eyes are out.
Yeah.
And then it's like, look at this. Look at this person with their arms and legs.
Yeah. All of the legs.
So you're seeing all these young, fit folk in their small clothes and feeling old. But people interpreted this in a number of different ways.
All right.
Which I liked. So a lot of people who are my age were like, yeah, I feel you, man. Suddenly, suddenly you start to feel like you're the oldest one in the room all the time. But also a lot of people who were much younger than me were like, yeah, all of my like people in their like late 20s are like, all my colleagues are like, the people coming up or all the other online video creators are all kids now.
Okay.
And then somebody, I love this interpretation, was like, yeah, in terms of the age of the earth, we're all just freaking babies.
Oh.
We just die babies.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is an interesting thought. Because, like, it is, of course, completely subjective.
Yeah.
That, like, what an old age is and what a young age is.
Yeah, and we don't get very long time.
We get longer than we used to, so that's good. But and then another thing that I had been thinking when I tweeted this was, even people in their like 60s and 70s seem really young to me now, because I used to think that that was so old.
Oh, right, yeah.
And now I see somebody in their 70s and I'm like, yeah, go hiking.
Yeah.
Go bike.
Yeah.
Do some LSD.
That sounds fun.
Have an adventure.
Ooh.
You know, and it's like, my parents are in their 60s now, and like, nothing about that seems old to me.
Yeah.
So even the old people are young.
Yeah. The older you get, the more that true. That is true.
Suddenly, everything doesn't seem so old.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, another one.
April 27th. Jenna says, okay, so I just tried it, and it's actually everything.
Jeez. You're really, really just hitting them one at a time.
Yeah.
Just like chipping the tiniest little ice pick, just chipping away at a glacier.
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna change anything, it's gotta be people putting some tea in their Coke.
Putting some unsweetened tea in their Coke.
A lot of people were confused about the idea of unsweetened tea. Maybe they were British and they just don't understand iced tea.
Oh, yeah. That's not a thing anyone else has.
Yeah. We have iced tea in America, and you can get it either sweetened, which is 75% corn syrup, or you can get it unsweetened, which is like, my mouth!
Yeah, bitter! Oh.
A lot of people mix those two, because that's the only way to actually drink sweet tea, because...
I love a sweet tea.
There's just
I will do it.
It just doesn't have enough balance to that amount of sweetness.
It's because you're eating it with a bunch of fried salt!
Yeah.
That's what it's for!
You're gonna...
Fry up that salt!
A little more mad at me about that.
Drink up that sweet.
Yeah. You know, I think sometimes that like...
That's what it's for.
I wouldn't be able... It's
be
strange.
A human.
I wouldn't be able to eat so much barbecue if I wasn't also drinking a Coke, which is a weird thought to me because Coke is also food. So more calories makes it possible for me to continue eating... More pork.
It's the bubbles. It's them good, sweet, slimy bubbles. They're like in there lubricating all your...
Yeah.
Your stomach.
They mix it up.
Massages, yeah. They're like, it gets in there and it starts breaking it down too.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'll do that, some of that work for you.
The citric acid is in there and it's like... Num, 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 num. And your body's like, oh, thank you. I wanted all of these things.
And then it's like, bop. And then you're like, more pork.
Then you're like, I am unpleasantly full. Ooh. I've got some more room.
Ooh, corn.
No, that's the worst. Like,
no?
Like you burped and it tasted like corn?
No.
Or you burped and, oh, there's some corn to eat.
Ooh, now I can eat
okay,
corn.
Okay, great.
Ooh, it tasted like corn.
Oh, no, God, that would be a terrible...
Do you ever smell
burp?
Your own burp and you're like,
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, no, don't enjoy the smell of the contents of your own stomach.
Digesting.
But my nose is like, yeah, but it's barbecue.
Your nose. Your brain is like, shut up, nose. And your nose is like, Serve me up another heap and helping of that.
Whatever that is. Oh, gosh.
Oh, we just have to fight against being animals all the time.
Yeah.
We're animals.
You can't fight it.
No, I know, but we have to, because if we didn't, we'd just, everyone be gluttons.
Oh,
gluttonous.
I'd have a whole bathtub.
I mean, I want to
full
eat
of pork.
700 cakes.
Oh, every cake. I almost made a cake just now. But we didn't have enough yogurt.
Oh, no.
And I gave up. And I was like,
did you put yogurt on the list?
I didn't. It wasn't on the list. I should put yogurt on the list.
If you notice there isn't enough of something.
Can you make this? Can you make this rhyme so I'll remember? If you notice there isn't enough of a thing, put it on a list and it'll ring, ring, ring. The bell in your brain that says you should get that at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on your list, Hank. That's... Ding!
Jeez. Oh, my God.
If you notice we're out of a thing in the fridge, put it on your list. Midge. Did you say bitch? Or did you say midge?
I said bitch.
Bitch. Okay. Okay, I see. All right.
Speaking of cake.
Yeah?
You want an ice cream sandwich?
I don't, but you can get one.
Okay.
I had so much food.
I'm gonna get up.
So, Catherine.
Hank.
This word. How do you pronounce that?
Respite.
Okay, good. Because that's also how I pronounce that. And I made a video where I said the word respite like 18 times. And people were like, what?
Okay. Are we both wrong?
Well, I'd like you to recognize that nobody's wrong in this situation. It's a GIF, Caribbean, Caribbean thing. But what about this word?
Despite.
And then if I change that first letter to an R?
Respite.
A lot. Around 45% of America says respite.
No.
And 100% of Australia and the UK.
I don't care.
Catherine, that's too much. That's too much ice cream sandwich for one bite. You're making a point, but no one else does.
We gotta make this a video podcast, Hank. My comedy is physical. My comedy is physical.
Yeah, none of you see any of her eye rolls.
Oh my God, I do the faces. I'm giving face.
She's giving face.
I am pulling face.
So yeah.
And shape.
And then some
respite? Respite.
Respite? No, I think it's respite.
Oh.
Like despite, but with a, like respite.
Weird.
But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But everywhere, Poland, Chile.
All right,
Hungary,
my peeps.
Puerto Rico are all say respite like us. But yeah, 55% of America says respite like me. And then, this was like a survey that Nerdfighters did after my video, because there was a lot of controversy in the comments. And then I want to show you this, Catherine, because it's nuts. They made this map showing where people say respite and respite. And apparently, which one is that? Wyoming. But it's probably just not a lot of people from Wyoming answered. And so it would be my guess.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people in Wyoming.
Only two people in Wyoming answered. And they're probably related, because I think that there's only one family that lives there. Well, I apologize to Wyomingites. I know that there's lots of you. We're very close by. We've been many times. It's beautiful.
Hello, cat.
Hi. The cat's like, is that an ice cream sandwich? I don't know if I want that, but maybe I do.
I don't.
But yeah, Connecticut, I think, was one of the more respite ones.
70%.
70% respite.
Mm-hmm.
And Florida was very, very sort of middle of the road.
Yeah, just depends where your relatives are from, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing about Florida.
Yeah.
Nobody's been there for long. It's time for our top tweet of the week.
Oh, boy.
Tweet of the week. I'm a little frustrated by this because it's a picture, and so it's not going to be interesting to the podcast listeners, but it's my old headshot day. 10,000 likes on a picture of me from, I don't know, what do you think? Fifth grade? Third grade? Something like that.
Yeah.
Elementary school somewhere.
Real one of them real awkward times.
Oh.
Looks about fifth.
Do you like my smirk, though? Because I feel like I got that down. I feel like I really sort of won that.
I don't like it. I don't know what that's about.
I'm like, I know things that you don't know.
Did you have braces?
No.
No, I had very big teeth, though. That was pre-braces, so I could fit a quarter between my front teeth.
Well.
So you're missing out on that.
I got news for you.
What do you think about the gold chain?
Still got big teeth.
But
doesn't keep you from smiling now. Is it just that they're just bigger because your face is smaller?
Yeah. My head is much smaller. I'm probably like 4 feet tall in this picture.
I don't know.
This is not the first time this image has gone viral.
No. You've trotted this one out many times.
Well, the weird thing is that it went viral without
Ladies.
Me once. Yeah. There was a picture of this that was memed with the word ladies under it. Mm-hmm. And it was lots of people who weren't me shared it. And I found out about it significantly after the fact.
Aw.
It's okay. You know, I remember this shirt. It was had a really good texture.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of waffly.
It was waffly, yeah. And it also looks like I've been at the beach a lot in it, you know? And I'm very tan in that picture. I haven't been that tan in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when they stop making those glasses, I will have you know, I fucking cried. I cried in the eye doctor store because I couldn't get my glasses that looked like me.
Well, baby, I mean, I have news for you.
Yeah?
Because you've been wearing the glasses you're wearing right now.
I know.
For longer than you ever
like
wore those
12
glasses.
12 years now I've been in these glasses. Not that long, but a long time.
And it's time.
It's time, man. These are really rough right now.
They're so rough. They are not the glasses that a professional man should be wearing.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to New York. Do you think everybody will know? I think they'll look at my glasses and be like, "Oh, it's not a professional man."
I think they might.
Quick, Catherine, we have to get to the lens crafters.
It's too late.
It's after nine. Ready in less than an hour is what they say. But actually, it's a lie and it'll be ready in 5 weeks.
Yeah, that last time we went to lens
crafters.
Oh,
my God.
What
I don't
a
know.
Kerfuffle.
But in the end, they
kerfuffle?
Were like...
That's not the right word.
Yeah, it was a kerfuffle.
It was a mishigas.
A kerfuffle is a commotion or fuss. You're right. You're right. What? How do you spell mishigas?
Your guess is as good as mine. It's in Yiddish, so it's not really like a...
I think that I got it right on the first try. It's craziness, tomfoolery, nonsense. So that's what it was. Not a kerfuffle.
No.
There could have been a kerfuffle.
There could have been.
One more
one
problem,
more thing,
there would have been a kerfuffle.
That mishigas would have led to kerfuffle.
Let's just end the podcast. That's too good.
happy to oblige with some uh-oh. Da, na, na. Oops. Hank tweeted at Trump.
Trump oh, said, "The good people of Montana will not stand for this kind of slander when talking about a great human being. Admiral Jackson is the kind of man that those in Montana would respect and admire, and now for no reason whatsoever, his reputation has been shattered. Not fair, Tester."
Not fair, Tester.
Oh my. So I tweeted at Trump, and I said he did the due diligence, which is his job, and what he found was upsetting and disqualifying. That's his job, and Montanans know the difference between a lazy, whining partisan and a hard worker.
Because he knew it was coming.
It's too hard.
I can't do it either. Like, it's just getting worse.
That one wasn't as good as some of the, not as accurate a portrayal. It may have been better, but not as accurate.
I never want to see a supercut of all of those.
So yeah, John Tester is, we're big fans of him in this household. He's one of our senators, and
we have two?
Yeah, we have two. You don't hear a lot about the other guy.
Well, he's never in Montana, so it's not like he exists to us.
Yeah. So I think we've got to start working that into our daily speech patterns. Anytime anybody like has a really good quick clap back, you're like, yeah.
That's an awesome idea.
So yeah, I couldn't help myself, and that was I think today, this morning when I tweeted that.
Yeah, you don't get to say "not fair, Tester," and Hank not say something to
you. Well, he also called for John Tester to resign.
he better not come after John Tester.
That's right.
That's R-I-T.
R-I-T. Respite.
It's time for Hank's draft tweets. It's time for a draft tweet from Hank. It's time for a draft tweet that I didn't tweet because it was a bad tweet.
Person one. Here's a problem we have identified with society that makes some people's lives harder than others. Person two. It's not my fault. Person one. No, it's a societal problem. Person two. Why are you blaming me? Person one. Just saying, there's a problem. Person two. Help! I'm being attacked! I feel like that's every conversation that I see on the internet.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'm like, wait. Can we... like, saying that a problem exists, we haven't even got to the solution and you're freaking out.
Yeah. Just identifying a problem.
Just like, oh, I feel very threatened by the idea that something is better for me than it is for other people.
Yep.
Very threatened. Once you start down that road, where does it lead? Yeah, so I don't know. I still feel like that's a good tweet. I just feel like I'm not the right person to tweet it. And
yeah,
and that it's not, I don't know, it's not going to reach anybody who disagrees with me or make them feel, and if it did, it would just make them feel more defensive. So
yep.
All right, Catherine,
good
it's time
for you. Thank
for
you for not tweeting that
viral tweet of joy.
Do you like your new toy? All right.
Whoa. Do you like your new toy? I will howl into the depths of nothingness! I've never felt more alive!
Shibas don't bark, but apparently they do that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Kind of like greyhounds. They don't...
Yeah.
They don't... Greyhounds don't really bark and yap and things, yeah. But they got that...
Yeah, so cute.
Yeah, babies.
Oh, good babies. Catherine.
Yes.
Do you want to end us out with a review from iTunes?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a good one. This one's from Amy K, who left their review on March 12th. 5 stars. Too legit to quit. Thank you very much. A must listen, says Amy K. Hank's brain as well. Basically, one sheep, two sheep, cow, turtle, duck. Old MacDonald had a farm. Hey, Macarena.
There's a skull in your head.
And Catherine's perspective is so relatable and real and fun. She has so much fun and knows how to translate Hank's thoughts. My new favorite podcast.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For leaving a review. If you want to leave a review for us, you can go to iTunes and...
iTunes.com/deletethispodcast/reviews/5 stars.
Is that?
No.
That's not how it works at all.
iTunes.com. Yeah, they know how to find the thing.
Okay. Because I don't really. It's weird. Anyway.
I know. It's Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts. And finally, Catherine, let's end off with a tweet from 5 years ago. My top tweet from this week, 5 years ago. I dreamed that there were two actors named Nick Cage, and one of them was Elijah Wood. They were married.
What?
That was my top tweet of the week.
Two Nick Cages, one of whom was Elijah Wood. They were married. Wow, it's like John Green, another John Green before they existed. Nick Cage, another Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Who is Elijah Wood?
Nick Cage and Elijah Wood, Nick Cage.
Yeah. Weird.
I guess that's true. I don't remember having dreamed that. But I did tweet it, so now I know that about myself for as long as Twitter exists.
Yeah, you also wrote dreamed.
I dreamed there were... Is that not acceptable?
I don't know. Is it?
Dreamt and dream are both past tense of forms of dream. Dreamt is more common in Britain, while dreamed is more common in other English-speaking countries.
All right.
Respite.
Ripst.
Ripst. Is that how you're going to say respite from now on?
Yep.
Ripst.
I need a ripst.
I need some ribs.
I need to go to bed.
And half a Coca-Cola and half an unsweetened iced tea.
That's how Hank has his gets his good night's rest.
Yeah, I gotta go to sleep. I'm gonna have two caffeinated beverages mixed together. I probably wouldn't keep me up. I have not, like, had a hard time falling asleep. I don't know, since the baby was born?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always very tired. Yeah, you on the... Yeah. I mean, I have a hard time not falling asleep when he's intermittently yelling.
Yeah.
Thanks for potting with me.
You're welcome. Let's go to bed.
Let's go to bed. It's 9:46.
Time to feed the kitty and go to bed.
Absolutely. The music from this podcast is from the great Andrew Huang. And what?
As we say in our hometown, somebody went into his happy place. Somebody's heading down a well-trod path here at the end.
What do they say in our hometown, Catherine?
No, you can tweet at Hank at hankgreen@twitter.com. Delete This Podcast has a Twitter, too. And you can always use the hashtag Pipels.
P-I-P-L-E-S.
P-I-P-L-E-S. Don't be putting three P's in that word. What else do we do at the end here? Oh, yeah, and me? Don't worry about it.
Thanks for listening.
See you later. It is going to be another week or so.
You don't think we're going to be able to do one next week?
No, I probably will.
Okay, I thought so.
Small part of me believes that all of my problems can be solved by a really good bowl of pasta. And I just haven't discovered that bowl yet. Thank you, the Internet Hippo.